Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're awaiting the beginning of the arraignment hearing of deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, and we're watching footage here from Daniel Patrick Moynihan, United States Courthouse in New York, named after the Irish-American senator who was actually an opponent of US policies of interfering in South America. We've seen images of Maduro being escorted in an armed vehicle into the courthouse. And just a couple of updates in the last few minutes. The United States is preparing to reopen the US embassy in Venezuela's capital in case President Donald Trump wants to resume such operations, as we've seen over the last couple of days, said a senior State Department official. That's Reuters quoting them. And meanwhile, in the National Assembly in Venezuela, there was support given to interim President Delcy Rodriguez. The son of the deposed Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro Guerra, said that he gave his unconditional support for the interim president. We'll bring you more developments as they come in. The UN Security Council in New York, hearing from South American countries at the moment. Chile had spoken in the last few minutes. Brazil now, and before them, Argentina, and indeed Venezuela themselves. As you might expect, Venezuela saying that they condemned the seizure of Nicolas Maduro and called for his release. Now, all of this comes as Greenland's position comes into place, and President Trump reiterated on Air Force One, we need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And speaking to reporters on Air Force One earlier today, as he returned from to Washington from Mar-a-Lago, President Trump turned his attention to Colombia.
Now, we have a very sick neighbor. It's not a neighbor, but it's close to a neighbor. And that's Venezuela, it's very sick. Colombia is very sick too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. And he's not going to be doing it very long, let me tell you.
What does that mean? He's not going to be doing it very long.
He's not doing it very long. He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories. He's not going to be doing it very long.
So there will be an operation by the U.S. and
it sounds good to me.
Now that's Donald Trump not ruling out an operation against Colombia. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Thomas Byrne, Minister for State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, and Fianna Fáil TD for Meath East. Thomas Byrne, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Is this a violation of international law?
Well, look, clearly it's not an ideal situation under international law. Like, it's very, very hard to have sympathy for Maduro and his government. I mean, he completely lacks any democratic legitimacy, wasn't properly elected at all, and has basically turned that country into a complete basket case. Venezuela was quite a prosperous, wealthy country, attracting migrants over the years. And they've gone now to a situation where people are fleeing the country. Of course, a few useful idiots from the international left support them, all right. But it is really a country that has destroyed its oil industry. And it's hard and repressed its people as well. So it's hard to have sympathy for Maduro.
Sure, but it's hard to have sympathy for a lot of people, but, you know, they're brought before a court, a case is compiled, and they get due process. Does this smack of vigilantism, of a breach of international law? Because the Spanish government said it didn't recognise the Maduro regime, but neither will it recognise an intervention that violates international law.
Look, let's see what what's said at the UN Security Council. I mean, the UN Security Council, imperfect as it is, and the Taoiseach was talking today with the Chinese leader about the need for reform there, but it is the arbiter of international law on these issues. We've always said, and all the EU countries have said, that international law has to be respected. The UN Charter, the integrity of states, has to be respected. And we really believe in a negotiated transition to democracy in the country of Venezuela. That's what has to happen.
But what do you expect?
The democratic leaders need to be elected by the people.
What do you expect from the UN Security Council, where the US, as one of the permanent five, has a veto on any resolution?
Well, this is the issue that I mentioned. I mean, that the UN system needs reform. It is clearly not working in many situations. And I think that is absolutely something that needs to be changed.
Okay, but look, I suppose notwithstanding the US veto, if Ireland were on the Security Council, and it has been in the past, what way would it speak about this? I mean, you said yourself about 5 months ago at the Foreign Affairs Council of the EU, we simply cannot turn a blind eye to breaches of human rights obligations, and international law must be complied with by all. Do you believe international law has been complied with in this case?
Well, that's not for me to judge, but I repeat that international law must be complied with by all. The question is, if someone breaches international law, what do you do about it? That's the difficulty, and that's the practical difficulty the countries face.
So
it's clear, though.
are you saying that the Irish government has no opinion on when international law is breached or not breached, unless by reference to the US Security UN Security Council?
I mean, you're asking about the US actions in taking out Maduro, which seem to have some support, at least within the Venezuelan system, and certainly among Venezuelan people. But you haven't asked me about Maduro himself, who has been breaching the human rights of his people for many years, as long as he's been in power.
Well, I'm asking you about the action of one sovereign state going into another sovereign state, seizing the leader on the basis that he has as yet unproven criminal allegations made against him, and the country seems to have a lot of oil. I mean, is that the basis for the conducting of international affairs?
I think the reality is about the oil situation in Venezuela, that would be very, very hard to extract, at least in the next few years, because the way the country has been run over the last number of years, it is not the type of action that we support or we get involved with. Absolutely not. It's okay. Not what we do. But the key thing here, because it's happened now, and you know, the question is, what can the Security Council do about it? But what we can do about it is, we can ensure that the people of Venezuela are given the opportunity to decide on their own future.
So is Ireland's position, there's no point crying over spilled milk?
That's not our position. What I've said is that there has to be full respect for international law and the upholding of the UN Charter. We've been absolutely clear about that.
António Guterres, the Secretary General of the UN, and you said the UN is the body of arbitration.
Well, the Security Council is, really.
Sure, but the Secretary General says he's deeply concerned that the rules of international law have not been respected. Do you agree?
Well, what we've said is that we've said, and the EU has said, that members of the Security Council have a particular responsibility, and that includes the US, includes all of the members of the Security Council, to uphold the principles of international law, because it's really, really important to the international security architecture. That's what we've said, and that's what I'm saying now.
Okay, so it's not clear whether you're saying this is, in the view of the Irish government, in compliance with international law or not. Professor Ziad Mutalla of Howard University said the forcible seizure of a sitting head of state by the US has no foothold in international law. None. It is not self-defense under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. It was not authorized by the UN Security Council. International law is many things, but it is not a roving moral warrant for great powers to perform regime change by abduction.
And we don't agree with a system of great powers. We agree with what Ireland supports is the rules-based multilateral system where all the countries of the world get together, whether it's in the UN or whether it's in regional organisations, and make decisions about the world. That's what should happen. Now, this has happened over the weekend. It's happened very quickly. Maduro is apparently in court at the moment, or is being arraigned in court at the moment in the US. Let's see how that plays out. But there's also people left behind.
Are there no questions about how he came to be in the United States? That a snatch squad went in and brought him to the United States. Does the Irish government have no view on that?
Well, look,
as a way of doing business,
very, very clear that the body that makes a decision on whether international law has been broken is the UN Security Council. That's where these decisions are taken.
But
imperfect as it is, as it needs to be, that's where decisions on international law are made. And that is the reality we're faced with. These types of situations have happened before.
Hang on a second. Thomas, I do have to intervene here. You have said that outsourcing Irish defence policy to the UN Security Council is an unacceptable dilution of Irish sovereignty in the past. That's effectively the government
That's
argument.
That's for internal decisions for of the Irish government.
Sure, for
yeah.
forgetting for rid of... For getting, oh, hang on a second, just let me finish
this. Not about international law.
But the rationale behind that is that people outside of Ireland would have effectively a veto on what Ireland's policy would be. So Ireland's
own national policy.
But you're outsourcing all views on what is and isn't a breach of international law to the UN Security Council, are you?
It's simply a fact that under international law, the UN Security Council is the arbiter of international
and
security
the Attorney
law.
General, and the that Attorney General of this state policy. Has no view on that, has he?
I haven't discussed the matter with him today, but the Attorney General...
That might have been an idea. That might have been an idea before the statement was issued, would it?
The statement was issued by the EU in concert with basically all of the members of the European Union. But I think you're confusing
Except
two
Hungary.
Things there. Colm, I think you're confusing two things. One is whether Russia or any of the permanent members of the UN Security Council can make a decision on Irish domestic law. You're confusing that with issues of international law, which this is.
They're not
related at all.
But what you're saying is that any Irish opinion on what is or isn't a breach of international law can only be articulated through the UN Security Council. But sure, that wasn't what the opinion was. So Russia's attempt to go in and snatch President Zelensky at the start of its invasion of Ukraine, was that a breach of international law?
Well, Russia has gone in and taken over large parts of Ukraine, as we know. They've launched a full-scale invasion on Ukraine. America has not done that, and I'm not defending the actions of the United States, but it is a different situation. They've not invaded the country. What we want to see, and I think what's absolutely essential to see here, is a government in Venezuela which has the support of the people who actually live in Venezuela and can turn that country back around from where it was.
You're not condemning it.
That's what I want.
You're not condemning it. You're not defending it. What are you doing?
Well, I'm stating that this has happened. We want the principles of international law.
We know it's happened. We'd like to know the view of the Irish government on it. We'd like a clear view of the Irish government on whether or not this is, in the view of the Irish government, a breach of international law or in compliance with international law.
Well, what we've said is that full respect for international law and the UN Charter is essential. We're looking and we're watching what's happening at the UN Security Council. Our diplomats are in New York doing that.
But what argument are the diplomats making in New York?
We don't sit on the Security Council, but what the arguments that we're making is that people should not be, for example, breaching international law. And countries should be allowed to do what they want internally themselves. Now, what's clear is that
So why are you making all these arguments about Nicolas Maduro being a bad guy if you're also arguing that people should be allowed to do inside a country what they want?
Well, I'm not arguing that people should be able to do it inside a country what they want, but I do know, as a matter of fact, that the Venezuelan economy has been turned upside down because of the rulers that are there, and the Venezuelan people seem pretty happy if you talk to the diaspora here. That Maduro is gone. Now, I have no sympathy for him. It's hard to have sympathy for him. It's hard to disagree with people who have been highly critical of him. But that is not the same as a great power system, which we do not approve of and we do not want to see and we will not support in any way.
Is the Irish government afraid of criticising the US?
We're not. I mean, we will criticise any country when the time comes and when it's appropriate. The US, as a matter of fact, is an important partner for Ireland over many, many years, in whether it's economically, whether it's in relation to the peace process, or in relation to the tens of millions of people who live in the US.
What would it take for Ireland to criticise the US? Is sending in a commando snatch squad to remove the de facto leader of another country not enough for Ireland to at least diplomatically raise an eyebrow and give some indication as to whether or not it believes this is in compliance with international law or not?
I mean, you're asking me what we've done diplomatically. We've issued a statement.
I'm asking a qualified lawyer who's the Minister of State for European Affairs, who has access to the legal advice of an Attorney General who's speaking on this programme on behalf of the Irish government, to give an answer on whether or not he believes this is in compliance with international law.
Well, what we have said is in accordance with all of the other member states of the EU except Hungary. And that has been issued by Kaja Kallas, the High Representative for the EU, in terms of what the Irish position is. It marries with the position of every single country of the EU. We do not support breaches of international law. We fully believe that the UN Charter has to be upheld. And the UN Security Council has a role here, is taking that role at the moment. Is Spain wrong
in its belief that it's a violation of international law?
Well, Spain has also signed up to the same statement that we've signed up to as well.
Okay. All right, Thomas Byrne, Minister for European Affairs. There we have to leave it. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Now, coming up, calls for Ireland to follow the UK's lead on junk food advert ban.